This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. Residents of Trumansburg can now review the village's draft short-term rental law. The announcement from the village's Comprehensive Plan Committee says the proposed law would require permits and registration of units, as well as fire and building inspections. A public forum will be held on September 18th to provide more information, hear comments, and answer questions. A link to the draft law is on our website, wrfi.org/news. Caroline has a new town board member. Michelle Brown was appointed to fill the seat left vacant when Catherine Goldberg resigned in June. Brown will be in the position until the current term ends December 30th. She served on the town zoning commission. Brown has been selected by the Caroline Democratic Committee to run for the full two-year term in the November election. She's also been endorsed by the Working Families Party. Residents of Ithaca can share their opinions about the proposed rehabilitation of the Stewart Avenue Bridge over Fall Creek. The bridge crosses Fall Creek Gorge on the eastern edge of Cornell's campus. A link to the draft design is on our website, wrfi.org/news. The project is federally funded. It will expand sidewalks to be ADA compliant and make repairs to extend the life of the bridge. Construction is expected to begin in the spring of 2025. For more information and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.